frequently touch base with those on behalf of the Kirkhoff College of Nursing, doing great things, obviously with the students, future nurses, but obviously the community important with this particular conversation. Grand Valley Nursing and Physician Assistant Studies students are helping to combat COVID-19. Yep, administering vaccinations in Kent and Ottawa County. So we turn to the experts with the information. Good that you are here. Christy Cooper, Senior Affiliate Faculty in the Kirkhoff College of Nursing. Hello, Christy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Dr. Della Hughes-Carter, Assistant Professor of Nursing as well. Good morning to you, Dr. Carter.
Good morning, everyone.
So it's good to be a nurse these days. It's kind of a water cooler talk, Christy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nursing is just such an exciting profession and so happy to be a part of it.
Wonderful. And I hope, Dr. Carter, your classes are full of aspiring nurses and physician assistants in this conversation as well.
Oh, yes. The future looks bright for nursing and for PAs, I'm sure. I teach mainly in the nursing program, but we have some very bright, well-educated future nurses that will take good care of us as we get older.
It is kind of the bottom line. Look me up in a couple of years. Let's discuss this conversation of community involvement. And I will begin with you, Christy. Talk about how the Grand Valley State University students are participating in COVID-19 clinics.
Well, our undergraduate nursing students are administering COVID-19 vaccinations through the West Michigan Vaccine Clinic. And that's a partnership between Spectrum Health, the Kent County Health Department, and Mercy Health. As of today, more than 160 nursing students have participated, with more than 50 students scheduled in the upcoming week. So we've been very busy. The Grand Valley student nurses are making a huge difference in combating COVID-19 by administering these vaccines. And I estimate that our nursing students have vaccinated more than 15,000 people so far. So it's pretty exciting. We also have our nursing students volunteering in non-clinical roles, such as patient registration at the Ottawa County Health Department vaccination clinics through our Student Nurses Association.
Thank you for that. How does this experience, Christy, add to their nursing education?
Well, our nursing students learn about community health nursing throughout our curriculum. And community health nursing involves caring for our community through health prevention and promotion, also patient education. And this experience gives our students real life experience by applying what they've learned in their community health courses. And as you know, COVID vaccinations are crucial to get us out of this pandemic and back to some normalcy.
For that, bringing you into the conversation, Dr. Della Hughes-Carter, how are you supporting underrepresented populations through your work?
Well, we have some very exciting initiatives. We wrote a grant, and through the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, we were able to build a partnership from Grand Valley State University College of Nursing and Grand Rapids Public Housing Commission, including Dwelling Place, to serve older adults 55 years and older who live in subsidized housing by providing on-site health care. Income is less than 60% the area's median income, which creates barriers to health care, like transportation issues, no internet or digital technology. Some of our patients do not even have phone access. So through this partnership, we actually built an on-site, within the apartment buildings, primary care clinics. This is an extension of our family health center. We currently have two clinics, one at Reflection and one at Mount Mercy, where residents can actually just walk downstairs to our little clinics in our buildings, where we provide primary care, lab draws, we help with medications, review of what meds they're taking, delivery of meds, specialty referrals. It's really an interprofessional, nice little clinic in each apartment building.
Oh, thank you for that. How does your COVID-19 vaccine access efforts align with your research and outreach in the Kirkhoff College of Nursing, Della?
Yeah, so through this partnership, and we've included Kent County Health Department as well, we're able to provide on-site COVID vaccines to many of these older adults who really don't have transportation or maybe physically aren't able to get to the DeVos Center to be vaccinated. We include our undergraduate students by providing education to seniors. They learn about COVID-19 illness, what the vaccine is about, side effects, how to, receive it. And then when these older adults want a vaccine, our students call them and go through the, the preliminary screening questions that we all have to answer before we get our vaccine. So this has been an amazing experience for our students, for our older adults, and this partnership is novel. It's the first that we know of in the state, and it's really making great outcomes for our underserved population.
Thanks for that. Christy, what is the most meaningful part of administering these vaccines, please?
Well, just to sort of add to what Della just said, the students know that they're making a huge difference in our community. Everyone who's getting vaccinated is so appreciative and happy to be there, and it's such a rewarding experience for the students as well as the faculty who are involved as well. I'm so proud of our students. I've received so many compliments about their professionalism, the education they're providing to the people who are getting the vaccine, and their ability to give a good shot, so to speak.
Yep, to put that on your resume for sure, talking all things students, Grand Valley State University nursing students, PAs as well, getting experience in the field, especially when it comes to vaccines. Della, how do you hope to expand this work in the future?
Oh, great question. So we've actually just written another grant for the Michigan Health Endowment Fund to add an integrated psychological support network at the Family Health Center. It's an extension of extension to our satellite clinics. We've hired a board-certified psychiatric nurse practitioner who actually starts Monday, and a social worker and a registered nurse that's part of the case management team to really help people with the mental health and the behavioral health, the aspects of, quarantine, fatigue, this whole pandemic has been very difficult for many of us with mental health support. We think that we're really going to bring this to the next level. And the grant actually allows us to serve all adults 18 and older. And so we're expanding in a lot of ways. The Family Health Center, which is downtown Grand Rapids, is accepting appointments if people feel they need mental health support. So we're really excited about this next initiative in building our workforce in the mental health realm.
And, of course, back to you, Christy. Talk about how the clinics actually prepare student nurses for their careers after they graduate.
Well, they're getting a lot of experience actually working in the community, working with a variety of people. They're assessing that the clients can receive the vaccine and providing education, as I mentioned earlier. And they're also learning tremendous lessons in teamwork and flexibility. And, of course, they're going to be awesome at vaccine administration. The students are administering about 25 vaccines an hour. So they're getting lots of experience doing that.
Wonderful. Well, good things are happening as we come full circle and know that care will be there for us in the future. Final goodbyes to you, Christy, and Dr. Carter. Christy Cooper, what do you leave us with, and is there a resource for us?
Sure. So as Della mentioned about the Family Health Center, they can call to schedule an appointment through there, and the phone number is 616-331-9830. And then for information on getting the COVID-19 vaccinations, you can go on the Spectrum Health website, just do spectrumhealth.org/COVID-19. And the phone number to schedule an appointment is 833-755-0696.
Wonderful. We have that information here as well. What do you leave us with, Dr. Della Hughes-Carter?
That we're going to get through this pandemic. We have a strong future of nursing workforce coming our way, and that the spring is here. It's going to get warm here in Michigan, and everything's going to be okay.
Keeping that close to our hearts. Christy Cooper, Senior Affiliate Faculty in the Kirchhoff College of Nursing. Dr. Della Hughes-Carter, Assistant Professor of Nursing. Of course, thank you for your representing, of course, the Kirchhoff College of Nursing and giving back to the communities. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.